Welcome to Commons and Chronicles, the podcast where we talk about all the best Creative Commons and reusable open game license content. If you need resources for your creative writing, game design, or you just love lore, Commons and Chronicles is for you. Hi everyone, my name is Klaatu, and this is a podcast about tabletop gaming. I'm a huge fan of great fantasy settings, whether we're talking about J.R.R. Tolkien, or the Forgotten Realms, Lutha, Corona, Amalur, Lankmar. I could go on and on, but those are the ones that everyone can find out about fairly easily. They're on library bookshelves, they're in computer games, they're in the movies. What's always intrigued me as both a player in-game as well as a real-life person enjoying art are the little things that people don't necessarily know about, the things hiding off in the corners or behind the doors or forgotten in a drawer or in a cabinet or in a treasure chest. It's the stuff that you don't really know about until you stumble upon it or someone tells you about it. And I think the real-life equivalent of that kind of in-game discovery is the open lore that homebrewers create and publish and make available to you and me to read and even reuse in our own storytelling process. As a homebrewer and an amateur hobbyist game designer, I find licensing issues complex and confusing and frankly annoying. Sure, you're allowed to pull from famous settings like Forgotten Realms or Galarian when you're designing your own games for your gaming group. There are no issues there. That's what they've been written for. They want you to use that content. But the minute you try to put that down on paper and publish it on a website, possibly asking for donations or actually selling it for money, it starts to get a little bit more complex. And the thing that I think I very frequently get a little bit nervous about is, well, sure, I'm going to give it away today, but what if later it gets integrated into some content that someone wants to sell? Then it becomes this issue of tracing back all of the licensing permissions and trying to spot any type of violations that you may have inadvertently made. Now, in real life, I happen to work with open source software a lot, and I am a big fan of open or free culture, like Creative Commons and that sort of thing. So, in my experience so far, I have found that the easiest way to avoid this maze of license dependencies is to just use the open stuff in the first place. And that way the stuff that you produce uses freely produced content, and anything that you produce that someone else uses is also based on free content. And in the end, we all end up with an entire open lore from which we can draw when creating our new adventures, whether they're given away for free, sold, or some combination thereof. Now, because I'm a geek just like the rest of you, I have concerns about consistency and canon and things like that, just as you'd expect. And one thing about open content is that it's created by a bunch of different people. So there's sort of an inherent inconsistency that's going to crop up eventually. The way that I've dealt with this as I have worked with a lot of open content is that, number one, I never assume that any lore, regardless of what it claims, deals with an entire planet. If there's any content out there, in other words, that claims to encompass the entire world of a setting, I always assume that the people conveying this lore believe fully that they are encompassing the entire planet, and they're just wrong, because we're assuming that most of the settings that we're talking about here are set in that sort of, well, fantasy medieval era, where you couldn't necessarily know for sure that there's not another continent just over the horizon, because you've never happened to have gotten that far yet. So even if something says that it's a planet, I assume that they believe that it's a planet, and that there's room for lots of other continents on that world, with completely different cultures, completely different sets of gods, and so on. And even a different name for the world itself. I don't find that to be a continuity-breaking problem. In some cases, things do collide. They don't make sense. The physics of one setting counteracts the physics of another, and it's very difficult to make those work together. And of course, we have answers to that already as well. And those are just different realms or different planes of existence. Ultimately, though, we have to remember that in the fantasy setting, the amount of resemblance it bears to Earth's medieval setting can be a convenient crutch when we're trying to stitch disparate canons together. We can resolve continuity by simply claiming the hyper-localized cultures of different settings may be well referring to the same set of actual gods that exist by different names and by different origin stories. It happened all the time in the real world, so it may as well happen in a fantasy setting. So first in the series, we're going to be taking a look at the pantheon of the open lore world. I'm drawing mostly from a book called The Gods of Porphyra. It's a great book because it very explicitly states in its preface that it exists to avoid exactly what I've been describing here. The confusion about what's open, what's not open, what we can use, what we can't use, and the tendency, when in doubt, to just kind of be vague about things, using substitute names like the god of the harvest or the god of war, rather than the proper name of a specific god. And it adds so much more flavor when you can actually use the proper names of the characters you want to involve in your story. So the Gods of Porphyra states explicitly all text on pages 3 to 42 is considered open game content, which I take to mean that it's free to use in anything that you create. Now, I think it also means that I could technically probably just read the text into a microphone and release that as a podcast, but I won't be doing that out of respect for the source content and for the authors who have so graciously given so much of their creativity to the open gaming world. So I'll be paraphrasing and summarizing parts of the book, but if you find it interesting and helpful, then you should absolutely go and purchase a copy of it. I'll have the link to where you can find it in the show notes, but to be honest, it's not that hard to just jot down as well. So it's drivethroughrpg.com/product/102872. That's 102872. So stick around, and we'll learn together about the lore of an open game world. That's it for this week's episode. Thank you very much for listening. My name is Klaatu. You can reach me via email at klaatu@member.fsf.org. You can also usually catch me in IRC as Not Klaatu. I'm on the Freenode network. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.